First Cycle of Speeches. Chapter 3. Job's Plaint. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. Job spoke out and said, Perish the day on which I was born, the night when they said, The child is a boy. May that day be darkness. Let not God above call for it, nor light shine upon it. May darkness and gloom claim it. Clouds settle upon it. The blackness of night affright it. May obscurity seize that day, let it not occur among the days of the year, nor enter into the count of the months. May that night be barren, let no joyful outcry greet it. Let them curse it who curse the sea, the appointed disturbers of Leviathan. May the stars of its twilight be darkened, may it look for daylight, but have none, nor gaze on the eyes of the dawn, because it kept not shut the doors of the womb to shield my eyes from trouble. Why did I not perish at birth? Come forth from the womb and expire. Or why was I not buried away like an untimely birth, like babes that have never seen the light? Wherefore did the knees receive me, or why did I suck at the breasts? For then I should have lain down and been tranquil. Had I slept, I should then have been at rest, with kings and counselors of the earth who built where now there are ruins, or with princes who had gold and filled their houses with silver. There the wicked cease from troubling, there the weary are at rest, there the captives are at ease together, and hear not the voice of the slave driver. Small and great are there the same, and the servant is free from his master. Why is light given to the toilers and life to the bitter in spirit? They wait for death, and it comes not. They search for it rather than for hidden treasures. Rejoice in it exultingly, and are glad when they reach the grave, men whose path is hidden from them, and whom God has hemmed in. For sighing comes more readily to me than food, and my groans well forth like water. For what I fear overtakes me, and what I shrink from comes upon me. I have no peace nor ease, I have no rest, for trouble comes.